following signal is recorded on the left-hand channel only.
Shoulder.
Billy had two big cage for eyes with a cliff for a jaw that would go up and down, and whenever it did he'd puff out some dust and hack up a boulder. Hack! Hack up a boulder. Hack! Hack! Hack up a boulder. Hack! Hack! Hack up a boulder.
Now, one day, I believe it was on a Tuesday, a man in a checkered double-knit suit drove up in a large Eldorado Cadillac leased from Bob Spreen.
Where the freeways meet in Downey.
And he laid a huge, bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain. That was right where his foot was supposed to be. Now, Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he'd posed for all of those years. And finally, now at last, his royalties.
Royalty check is in, honey.
Yes, Billy the Mountain was rich. Yes, and his eyeball caves, they widened in amazement. And his jaw, which was a cliff, well, it dropped 30 feet. A bunch of dust puffed out. Rocks and boulders hacked up. Crushing the Lincoln.
I gave him the money. He acted real funny. He hocked up a rock and it totaled my car.
When the bars had already closed down, Billy had broken the big news to Ethel. And with dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement. Announce,
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
And they were going on a vacation. Oh, and Ethel, like any little woman, she, of course, was very excited. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to...
New York!
Ethel, we're going to...
across the Mojave Desert, their voices echoing through the canyons of your minds.
Ethel, wanna get a cup of coffee?
Howard Johnson's,
there's a Howard Johnson's, wanna eat some clams?
The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wing nuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunched. I said lunched.
Lunched.
By a famous mountain in. And his small wooden wife.
We're just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Tujunga, Sunland, San Fernando, Pacoima, Sylmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hills, Granada Hills, Shadow Hills, Cheviot Hills. We'll provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire.
Within the week,
Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La, 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 nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured.
Injured.
And homeless.
Homeless.
In Glendale.
No, no, no.
As Billy had just leveled it.
And a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a...
On my papa!
In the Earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oaks, where they keep the...
pools of old poison gas! And obsolete germ bombs!
Just as a freak tornado cruised through!
Yes, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was sitting on his porch, just playing and having a nice time with his little accordion, and this weird wind came up, direct from Glendale, blowing these terrible terms in his direction, and all of this caused by a huge mountain.
ATM!
Somewhere over the rainbow,
birds fly. of it. Suck, 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 suck. For untimely dispersal over vast stretches of... Watts! Now, unless I misunderstood, it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio, when Billy received his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, let me tell you, Ethel said, she wasn't gonna let him go.
I'm not gonna let you go, Billy!
That's right.
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices
coven
witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, it was not Chief Redden. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now some folks say he looked like Zubin Mehta.
Zubin Mehta!
Still others say, bullshit, honey.
Bullshit, man.
It was just another greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen beef pies at Boney's Market. Still others say, cha and piss on you, Jack. He's just a crazy Italian who drove a red car. You see, nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker was so mysterious. Never really tell about a guy like that, whether he's really a nice person or if he just smiles a lot. What? Or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Whether he's really a nice person or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Some would say he could fly, some would say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in Flushing would be amazed of him.
Two, three, mom.
Amazed.
Time passed.
January.
February.
March.
July.
Wednesday.
August.
Irwindale.
2:30 in the afternoon.
Sunday.
Monday.
Funny car.
Walnut.
Friday.
Industry.
Big John Masmanian.
So when the phone rang in the secret briefcase, a strong masculine hand with a Dudley Do-Right wristwatch
and flexi bracelet
grabbed it and answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
So, hello already? What? What, yeah? Are you kidding? You're not kidding. A mountain?
Hadi-adi-ada.
With a tree growing off of its shoulder?
Hadi-adi-ada.
Oh, you're full of shit, man. Listen, by the way, before I go on, did you get those white albums I sent you with the pencil on the front? Yeah? Yeah, you should move some of those for me. We're having a lot of... Listen, so kiss little Jakey on the head. And how'd your wife's hemorrhoids? Oh, that's too bad. Listen, so you got a mountain with a tree. Listen, causing... Oh, my... Well, let me write this down, sort of take a few notes here. Yeah? To El Segundo, huh? Causing untold destruction? Oh, ah, that's...
My baby!
Wanted for draft evasion?
Oh.
An expense account? And per diem, too?
said he could dance, and of course they were right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The Studebaker Hawk, Dancing Lesson, and Cosmic Prayer for Guidance featuring Ainsley Dunbar. Hit it.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey! Right hand
from the heart. Left hand from the heart. Right hand from the heart. Left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Fillmore.
Nobody can dance like Studebaker Hawk.
Fillmore, Fillmore.
So many rumors have spread about Studebaker Hawk. Consider this rumor, which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
Oh, it's got to be true.
Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
No!
Of a frozen beef pie.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon he... Yes! He ran around the back of the Broadway at Hollywood Boulevard and Vine to see if he could find himself some big, large, unused cardboard boxes. No shoes. After which... he hit up the Ralph's on Sunset for some Aunt Jemima syrup, some Kaiser broiler foil, and a pair of blunt scissors. Yes. Hey! Yes! And in the parking lot of Ralph's, where no prices are lower prices than Ralph, in the parking lot of Ralph's, in between a pair of customized trucks, where nobody was looking, he cut out some really, really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil. Oh!
Then he took those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms and sneaked into a telephone booth.
Yes! Yes! And then he shut the fucking door! And he pulled down his blue denim policeman-type trouser pants, and he spread even amounts of Aunt Jemima maple syrup all over the inside of his leg.
Soon, the booth was filling with flies. Held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
Yes! Oh. And when each and every one of those little cocksucking flies has got into his pants and they were lapping up all that maple syrup, he bent over and he put his head between his legs and he said in a very clear, impressive Ron Hubbard type voice,
and the booth and everything lifted up out of the parking lot and into the sky.
Studebaker Hawk,
yeah, yeah.
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
yeah, yeah.
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk.
He's holding his place with Aunt Jemima syrup up and down.
Studebaker Hawk, he treats the flies all right. Studebaker Hawk, that's why they never bite.
Hey!
He's in the air! Right in the air! He could be a dog or a frog or a lesbian queen. Right in the air! He could be a nerd or a lady marine. Or he might play dirty. He's over 30, getting old.
Mountains will join Studebaker Hawk on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth. Take it away.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, listen. I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
But Ethel just shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, calm, cool, collected, and unperturbed, continued.
Yeah, well, listen, you...
listen, you communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for field dirt and some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend there will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse.
Get the picture?
Yeah, well, Billy just laughed.
If they think they're gonna draft me, they're crazy.
Unfortunately, because Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth, when the giant mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna need a truss.
Oh, listen, that only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again, that
a mountain is something you don't wanna fuck with.
This is where we take our intermission. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Oh, hello, anyone. Is anyone still listening after that? Very much doubt there is anyone listening. Probably only Istvansky. So that one's for Istvansky. He's probably the only person who managed to get all the way through that one. Congratulations for managing to get through it, Ista. And congratulations on the palace as well. well done, reaching the Premiership. That's we'll be playing them at the Emirates next season. Cozy 3 points there for Palace. So, yeah, hello, everybody. Back from holidays, suitably refreshed, having spent several weeks listening to nothing but Frank Zappa and techno music. So I think you probably know what you're going to be getting over the next few shows now. The usual mad mix of things. So, yeah, we were on holiday for a week or so. I had done one for the 79th show. This is number 79. I did it straight after number 78, but I think I should have just left it a bit because I didn't feel that good about it. So it was all songs from 1979, which would have been a good theme, but I think Cam's just too much to do two in one go. It's best to space them out a bit, I think, because you get a bit bored doing them, really, as you probably do listening to them. So anyway, I hope everybody's well and enjoying what passes for the summer in this UK. In the UK this year, we were fortunate to have nice sort of 30 plus degree temperatures for the week we were away, so that was really nice. But yeah, it looks a bit brighter today, and it's Glastonbury, isn't it? So there's a couple of themed ones for Glastonbury. Obviously, everyone will probably ignore this one because the Stones are playing, and normally I'd put it out tonight, so that's great timing, Bob. But this is one I heard. This is another actor we're playing there. I want to do some of the Daft Punk stuff, but I haven't got it to hand. I've been listening to it off Spotify, but that is one of the best albums I've heard in ages, and I'll play some stuff from that when I get hold of copies of the tracks. But obviously, those of you who know the album, it's got Nile Rodgers on it, and they're performing at Glastonbury, Slinky Link, and I heard them. A couple of songs from their set at Glastonbury on Six Music just now, and I thought, well, I've got to play one of them. I think this is one of the ones they played on that set, and it's an early one. It's Everybody Dance, and I've forgotten how great this is. There's a lovely horn part on it, and there's something of a different song, which I probably am. But anyway, it's chic. It's going to be good, isn't it? So anyway, enjoy this one. It's Everybody Dance. Okay, and that's an order.
Clap your hands.
Okay, from the joyously uplifting to the wall of death now. We haven't done any R.I.P. obituary songs recently, but obviously this is one I couldn't miss out. I should have done it on the last show because I think he'd been dead for a while by the time I did that last show. But obviously in the rush and the helter-skelter of emotions of coming back to podcasting after such a lengthy layoff, I forgot who had died, and there's probably loads of other people who had. So, but this is George Jones, obviously, who is just... an incredible loss, really, isn't it? Because I was looking at how much stuff I've got of his, and it's like album after album of stuff that I'm still wading through, to be honest. But you've got to play something by him. So I'm going to pick one that I heard Keith Richards doing it, and I thought it was a lovely version. And in fact, I prefer the Keith version of it, but this is still a lovely song, and it was written by George Jones. And it's, I think Tammy Wynette did it. I'll maybe try and find her version to do a comparison of with it. But this is just such a lovely tune, and he sings it as he sang everything. He sang, sung, singed brilliantly, and just such a moving singer, and just gets right inside the songs. I would have played the he Stopped Loving Her Today, which is probably the saddest, certainly the most mawkishly sentimental song ever. And in other hands, it would be kind of exactly that. But he manages to just invest it with a real sort of regal emotion, and just it's a tremendous song. So maybe I'll play that next week, because one song's not going to really do him justice, is it? I'll try and dig that one out for next week. But anyway, here singing Apartment Number 9, the much missed and very sadly no longer with us, George Jones.
Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in Apartment Number 9. Not so very long ago, you walked away from me, and after all the plan we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in Apartment Number 9. I keep waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in Apartment Number 9. Loneliness surrounds me without your arms around me, and the sun will never shine in Apartment Number 9. No, the sun will never shine in Apartment Number 9.
Lovely stuff. That's George Jones there with Apartment Number 9. And this next one, a bit of a shift of mood, try and lift the spirits again after sad news like that. And this is one I was listening to from the Marbella Sessions 2013 that I took away on holiday with me. It's watching too much TOWIE. You see, I've really got into The Only Way is Essex. Absolutely love it. I could watch that all day. It's absolutely brilliant. I just think they're lovely people. Really fabulous real-life TV. I think it's the best one I've seen of that genre, actually. And there was probably really good music on it, really nice mix of things, which is what, when they did the Marbella one, it made me think, yeah, I should actually take some of this stuff away with me on holiday, which I did, and just absolutely love it. It's terrific. Some really good stuff. And this is a particular favourite. This is Gorgon City featuring Yasmin, who I presume is doing singing. It's great singing anyway. And it's a fabulous song, this. It's called Real. And it's one of those songs where you listen to it and you think, yeah, they're talking about a relationship. And then it kind of subtly broadens out and you think, no, they're talking about everything here, aren't they? And it's a wonderful song. So I hope you enjoy this. It's called Real, and it's from the Monastery of Sound, as we call them in our house. That's an in-joke. I'll explain it later. And yeah, it's called Real, Gorgon City featuring Yasmin. And it's coming up now.
We used to be real. We used to be real.
Lovely. I think that's a cracking song and beautifully done. Nice singing on that as well from presumably Yasmin. I hope you've all noticed the improvement in quality here. There should be no popped peas anymore on this show because I've bought one of those anti-popper things that you put in front of the microphone that stops it from when you make the P sound when you say words like preliminary and preposterous and preponderance and all those kind of things. I could just sit here saying words with lots of peas in all evening. I'm so overjoyed at this a technological advancement. New microphone, new software. What next, you know? A techno album, probably. Which is what I'm hoping to do. Hence the interest in the Marbella thing. I thought, I want to make something that they'll play on Made in Chelsea or Towie. That's my ambition in life. But yeah, and also to be a subversive broadcaster, obviously, as I'm known and loved around the planet, hence the Billy the Mountain. I had to put that on in its entirety, I'm afraid. I couldn't have edited that down at all. I was listening to it on holiday, just laughing my head off out loud with it in the headphones, and people around me must have thought I was going crazy. But I first heard that when I was about 13 with my mate Toby, and we used to have it virtually memorised, I think. And it's just brought back so many fond memories of that time. And of course, as you get older, I get some of the jokes now, which I didn't use. It's just the absurdity we used to like, I think. But you can see all the satirical stuff in there as well. Anyway, this one is Chuck Berry. He came up a lot on my shuffle as well. I'll talk about that later, but it's about to start, so let it rock.
In the heat of the day down in Mobile, Alabama, working on the railroad with a steel driving hammer. I gotta get some money, buy some brand new shoes, try to find somebody, take away these blues. She don't love me here, I'm singing in the sun. Pity coming when my work is all done. Coming 2 miles out. Everybody scrambling and jumping around, picking up the money, turning to
TV down. A foreman was a panic, about to go insane, trying to get the workers out the way of the train. Engineer blowing the whistle long and long, can't stop the train, they have to let it roll on.
Fabulous stuff. Yeah, I had loads of Chuck Berry came up on my shuffle. So I had this weird thing where I was listening to Frank Zappa, lots of techno Marbella-y type stuff, and then all this rock and roll stuff. And it was all rock and roll and doo-wop things, pretty much, and 60s, early 60s stuff. So there's a bit of that to come as well, because the other thing that came up a lot was Kinks. And I'd forgotten how many brilliant songs Ray Davies has written over the years. So I made a mental note, I'm going to play a lot more Kinks stuff, and hopefully some of the ones that people aren't as familiar with as the obvious ones. Okay, as I said, Glastonbury weekend. I personally, I never got into gigs, let alone bloody festivals. So I can't think of anything worse than spending all that time in the either in the sun or the rain, depending whatever you get. I just would find it too much. There'd be too many people around, too much kind of commercialism now as well, I think. But I know a lot of people really get into it. So just to celebrate the Stones playing, which I know is a big thing, and let's just hope they manage to make it through the set. But this is an early one of theirs from Aftermath, called What to Do.
What to do, yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know what to do. What to do, yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know. Maybe when the TV stops, fade it out on the epilogue. Watch the screen just fade away. Now I really don't know. I really don't know what to do, yeah. Well, I really don't know. I really don't know what to do. What to do, yeah. I really don't know. I really don't know. There's a place where you can go. That's what you make the money for. Drink it down till 4 o'clock. Now you really don't know. You really don't know what to do.
Okay, really quick link here because we're running out of time and I want to squeeze in three songs. One of them's quite long. I think this is by the Cadillacs, and this is one that came up before I went on holiday, actually. I bought one of those shuffle things. So you've got no idea what the song is that's playing. It doesn't show you. So unless you know the song, you've got to kind of hunt through and kind of try and track it down. But this, I think, was the Cadillacs, but it's definitely called Speedo, and it's just the most brilliant line, isn't it? Well, they call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Earl. What, you can't improve on that. So let's hear it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Now they often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. And taking other folks' girls. Well, now they often call me
feet, because I don't believe in wasting time. When I up from his feet, because I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and I cause them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, Mosquito, he don't ever take it slow. Well, not he often calls me Mosquito, but my real name is Mister. Not he often calls me Mosquito, but my real name is Mister. Call me Joe. Yes, man, Mosquito, he don't ever take it slow. Well, not he often call me Mosquito, but my real name is Mister. Well, not he often call me Mosquito, but my real name is Mister. And not he gonna call me Mosquito till they call off making pretty girls.
That's fantastic, isn't it? And this next one is the Kinks one I was talking about doing, yeah. And there's a story with this one, because obviously we've got a cat now, so Monty's not, he's in the bedroom actually sleeping on Susan's side of the bed rather than mine, which is cracking, isn't it? He really sort of plays with our emotions. I mean, we're in a sort of tug of love over him, which one of us he sort of favours most. And obviously she's the one at the moment, so I can't blame him really. But yeah, obviously we were away in Greece for the first time without him, and it was a bit sort of traumatic really, because we both were thinking, well, should we go on holiday at all? Because we didn't really want to leave him be, because we're sort of still in the early days of looking after him. But anyway, the next door neighbours kindly agreed to look after him. And we're out in Greece, and then Tuesday, I think it was, we've been out there about 3 days. We get a phone call to say he's had to be taken to the vet because he had a big abscess on his chin. And, oh, sorry, it was on his arm this time. He's had one before on his chin, so it's on his front leg. So that was a bit traumatic while we were out there, obviously, kind of hoping he was going to be all right. But yeah, they managed to patch him up nicely, and he's fine. But while I was out there, this song came on to the shuffle, and I thought, well, I've got to play this one next time I do a podcast. So it's and it's the aptly named obvious song to play from the Kinks repertoire. It's Phenomenal Cat. Again, it's got a P in it, but it doesn't seem to pop on that. Or that one did. Anyway, yeah, so here it is, Kinks, Phenomenal Cat.
The sea and the sky beyond. So he gave
up his diet and sat in a tree and ate himself through eternity.
Lovely. That's Phenomenal Cat, and that's for my little purse, Monty, and I hope your little leg's better, my sweetheart. Okay, and yeah, this is where better to end, really, than Kraftwerk, and this is from the Tour de France album. This just summons up the kind of lovely kind of Mediterranean-y colours and the heat haze and everything that I was experiencing over the last week or so when we were on holiday, and just this is beautiful music, and it's really been the foundation stone of most kind of dance music in the last sort of 10 years or so, isn't it? When you listen to this, you just think, well, they invented all of that, didn't they? So yeah, anyway, I'll stop witching on. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Hope you like the Zappa one. I'll try and put a bit more of a kind of eclectic selection of shorter tracks on next time. But I'll leave you in the capable hands of Kraftwerk, and this is Étape 2 from the Tour de France soundtracks album. And hopefully speak to you all and hear from you soon. Hope you're all well. Bye-bye.
Maillot jaune à l'arrivée. Radio Tour Information.
L'information. Transmission. Télévision.
Transmission, télévision.